Silent Protest, CSO Digital Concert, features powerful new work.
You have the right to remain silent.
There's power in silence. There is protest, peace, and sometimes protection. For the musicians of the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, silence has taken on all kinds of new meanings during the COVID-19 shutdown. For WVXU, I'm Julie Copins.
When you are silenced, when you cannot communicate with music, then you realize what a privilege it is.
That's Louis Langres, music director of the CSO and conductor of this weekend's digital performance featuring Schubert's Unfinished Symphony, Julia Perry's enigmatic Homunculus CF, and a stunning clarinet concerto called You Have the Right to Remain Silent, composed by Anthony Davis, winner of this year's Pulitzer Prize in Music for his opera, The Central Park Five. This inceptive work propels listeners through four stages of struggle in movements titled Interrogation, Loss, Incarceration, and The Dance of the Other, on the back of acclaimed soloist Anthony McGill. McGill began his orchestral career with the CSO in the early 2000s. He's worked with Langres at the New York Metropolitan Opera and is now principal clarinet with the New York Philharmonic. Seasoned as he is, You Have the Right to Remain Silent handed McGill some new challenges. It's his first major performance on the supersized and much deeper voice contralto clarinet. His first time improvising a solo against a Kurzweil synthesizer, which lends some otherworldly effects. And a rare musical exploration of racism in the American criminal justice system. He's certainly never been Mirandized on stage before. This weekend's free Live from Music Hall streaming concert will take viewers deep into all those experiences and more, combining the gritty intimacy of a TV police drama with the transcendence of symphonic creation and collaboration. Talking with WVXU recently via Zoom, Davis called McGill's performance a revelation.
Hearing Anthony play the piece allowed me to hear the piece differently. I learned there are things about my piece I didn't know. Yeah, which is great. I mean, that's great. I mean, about instrumental color, what he does with the clarinet. I mean, it just, there's so many moments I remember, like really delicate moments, you know, that really were so striking, the lyrical quality that he brought to the music.
And maybe because both Anthonys were raised by mothers who danced, this concerto really moves. Here's Langres again.
It's never static. It is very challenging for the conductor too. I mean, me as a European conductor, I don't know how many dozens or hundreds changes of meter, you know, of beats, which participate to this uncertainty, this anxiety. Then having all these uneven bars give this feeling of insecurity by itself and give this feeling of insecurity to the conductor also, and also to the musicians.
Like any great concerto, it's a musical high wire act, except that this treacherous course lifts us, the audience, out of the comfort of our own privilege and into the headspace of a hero who's being targeted, who's facing injustice, who's suffering loss, who's dancing his joy.
That identification is very important to me, regardless of race.
Composer Anthony Davis.
That to me is what we're trying to do. You know, this idea that we are humans, human beings, and to identify with someone else how they see the world. The idea of empathy and following and understanding, you know, what someone else has to endure.
Miguel Langre and the CSO have embraced You Have the Right to Remain Silent in that spirit, and they trust their listeners will do so as well.
We are the same.
Clarinetist Anthony Miguel.
And that sameness is what makes us love music. It's what makes us love art, makes us human. And if we remember that, there would be much less strife and violence in the world, of course. So we hope that moments like this and music like this that challenges us in ways to think about where we are and our place in the world gives us perspective on how we can all be better.
I think the power of this piece, the grandeur of this piece, is that it uses autobiographical piece. It speaks about racism, etc., etc. But it speaks to anyone. It speaks to anybody. And I think anyone from any color has felt menaced by something or by someone. We are all together. We are all united. And together we should build a better world.
The Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra streams You Have the Right to Remain Silent and other works at 8 p.m. Saturday, November 21st. Viewing is free. Watch on the CSO's Facebook, YouTube, and at cincinnatisymphony.org. The recorded performance will remain accessible online through December 12th. This is Julie Copens from WVXU.